I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 10th. A homeless man has been charged with breaking into a house in Quincy while the owner was inside. Police say 39-year-old Eric Duart entered a home on Fayette Street just before 1 a.m. Saturday and confronted a resident in the kitchen. Duart reportedly fled on foot. He was arrested a short time later at the CVS on Beale Street in Wollaston. He faces charges including unarmed burglary in Quincy District Court. A man and a woman are wanted for breaking into multiple vehicles parked in North Quincy early Sunday morning. Police say cars parked along Beach Street, Sheridan Road, Sachem Street, and the Marlborough Street area were all broken into, and that a car was stolen from Dunbarton Road. A woman is in custody. Police are searching for a male suspect. A Quincy man is charged with stealing motor scooters from around the city. 47-year-old Peter Wallace was arrested on Yardarm Lane Sunday night, where police say they recovered at least two scooters that had been reported stolen recently. Wallace is also a prime suspect in connection with the theft of scooters and bicycles around the city. All Quincy veterans are being encouraged to contact the mayor's office soon in order to be included in the upcoming dedication ceremony of the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center. Mayor Thomas Koch says he wants to be sure that every veteran is listed in the program during the September 11th ceremony. Koch says there is no master list of current veterans, only those who've passed away. Call 617-376-1990 and be included in that ceremony. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 10th.